Today, this day, right now, is the anniversary of 1,000 years of the sport of wrestling. And I believe, as I speak, bonfires are being lit and street parties organised. But in recent years, this most special of athletic pursuits has been dominated by its overblown, I say ludicrous, American incarnation. It's become a circus. You'd hardly know that Britain has a wrestling industry at all. And we once led the world in this racket. Therefore, please welcome, to explain just what's going on, is still one of the biggest names on the UK serious wrestling circuit. It's the legendary Kendo Nagasaki! Please sit. Please. Now, hang on. Which one of you two is Kendo Nagasaki?
I think that's pretty obvious, Danny. It's me.
So who are you, sir? Who are you? No, he can sit where he wants, believe me. Yeah, he can sit anywhere he GD pleases. I'll just come along.
Yeah. I'm Lloyd Ryan, and I'm Kendo's representative.
Because for those who don't know, what is it?
He doesn't speak in public, ever.
We're the only chat show to book Kendo Nagasaki. I'm rather proud of that. He actually doesn't speak.
Never speaks.
Never has done.
Never has.
And will he tonight for us?
I don't think so, no.
No. Will he speak for us tonight? I don't think so, no. Kendo, of course, has been retired how long now?
About 3 years.
3 years. And there really was, as far as British wrestling went, and I suppose European wrestling, no greater star.
None.
No.
He beat everybody.
Why then did he retire? So damn big now with the Americans all over the place.
Yes, and I think really it's just possibly once you've been around the circuit, you've wrestled everybody, you've beaten everybody, what is the point of carrying on? There isn't any point in carrying on. I mean, when you've beaten everyone, why carry on? That's it.
Let me be honest with you. In case you've just tuned in, this is Kendo Nagasaki, but he doesn't talk, so that man's talking. Earlier on today, I figured, well, I'm backstage, you know, this is big-time TV now. I'll see some guy walk in and go, Danny, Kendo Nagasaki, how are you? We'll do that bit tonight. But you don't. We didn't see this fella. You don't see this fella. Does he ever, like, take any of this off? Or
he never, ever steps out of character. Ever.
Even since he's retired?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him.
So
since he's retired, really.
How do we know that Kendo Nagasaki under there?
How do you know? Well, I think you can tell by the build and...
Yeah.
And also, he's got a finger missing as well.
Really?
Yeah. Hard to tell.
Exactly. How do you know he's got a finger missing under there?
You take my word for it.
You are a manager too. What is it like managing someone who never speaks and you never see the face of?
Oh, fantastic. You don't get ear bending. I mean, you know, no problem. You write things down.
And did people ever try and... I mean, they did, didn't they? I mean, the middle of... Because I used to be at football and used to come in and the wrestling was on before the teleprinter, but of course it had an enormous following. People used to actually did successfully try to unmask him. Is that
they did
right?
Indeed. Well, they were successfully as much as they illegally unmasked him. You see, in professional wrestling, if a masked wrestler is beaten, then he has to unmask. But he has to be beaten fair and square. He's never been beaten fair and square. So if he's been unmasked, it's only been because it's been some illegal move.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I mean?
He's also enormous, isn't he?
Enormous, yes.
You're sure this is not Ryan Giggs you brought along with him?
And he's growing all the time.
Yeah. Has anyone ever taken a stab of who this might be?
I think people have. But as I said to you before, we once had a letter suggesting that it might be Elvis Presley. When Lord Lucan disappeared, that was another bonus.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. But when you play the drums later on, you realise he's more likely to be Lord Lucan than Elvis Presley.
He's going to play the drums.
He's going to play the drums later on, yeah. Hobby.
It's Kendo Nagasaki and he's going, just stay there, in a moment, I'm saying, in a moment. Don't go, not everything at once. What do we know about the person then underneath here? What do you know, seriously, about this person?
All I know is a businessman, a very successful businessman, with about 50 or 60 people working for him, based in the Midlands, and I know nothing else.
Shows up and there he is.
That's it.
Hasn't he ever once coughed or said to you, doesn't he ever lean out and go, I'm boiling?
No, he'll never speak.
Does he really drum?
Yeah, he plays the drums. He's very limited, but he plays the drums, yeah. He's been one of my pupils. I mean, I've had a lot of very successful pupils, like Phil Collins and John Collins.
You talk Phil Collins?
Yes, a pupil of mine, yeah.
And you talk
Kendo? I thought you knew that.
I didn't know you talked Phil Collins.
Yes, he was a pupil of mine, yeah.
Yeah.
He was about three at the time, but...
And Kendo Nagasaki equally. And what kind of style does Kendo have?
Well, it's not like Phil Collins. It's more like Lord Lucan, really, I think. to, but...
And you're going to drum for us this evening?
We're going to have a little play, yeah.
I've enjoyed this a lot. It is, and I'd love to have known anyone's face if they turned on halfway through this. This is Kendo Nagasaki, Lloyd is fishing. Lloyd, I'll shake your hand. I won't attempt, of course, to go anywhere near the big fella. But I know you need a minute just to prepare and get ready. If you'd like to go off, ladies and gentlemen, I'd say there's Lloyd, and that is Kendo Nagasaki. You know, some shows will be satisfied enough just showing you Kendo Nagasaki, but drum he will do. He's had a slight change of costume, and now please welcome, it's Lloyd with Kendo Nagasaki.